जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
ऐसा ले लो।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे, जय जगन्नाथ बलदेवा सुभद्रा माई, जय सुदर्शना जय नीलमाधव 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 जय नीलमाधव, जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय, प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद, गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जगद्गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर श्लोका नंबर 39। जस्ट अ मिनट। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी. तस्य हवा एते श्लोका प्रियव्रत कृतं कर्म कोनु कुर्याद् विनेश्वरम् यो नेमि निम्नैर् अकरो छायं घ्नन सप्तवारिधिन् तस्य हवा एते श्लोका प्रियव्रत कृतं कर्म कोनु कुर्याद् विनेश्वरम् यो नेमि निम्नैरकरो छायं घ्नन सप्तवारिधिन् तस्य हवा एते श्लोका प्रियव्रता कृतं कर्म कोनु कुर्याद् विनेश्वरम् यो नेमि निम्नैरकरो छायं घ्नन सप्तवारिधिन्. Somebody would like to try. तस्य हवा एते श्लोका प्रियव्रत कृतं कर्म कुर्याद् विनेश्वरम् छायां घननं सप्तवारिधिन् तस्य हवा एते श्लोका प्रियव्रत कृतं कर्म निम्ने अकरो छायां सप्तवारि. वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. तस्य हीज हवा Certainly, ete, all these, shlokaha, verses, priyavrata, by King Priyavrata, kritam, done, karma, activities, kaha, who, nu, then, kuriyat, can execute, vina, without, ईश्वरम द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड यह वन हु यह वन हु नेमी ऑफ द रिम ऑफ द व्हील्स ऑफ हिज चैरियट निम्ने बाय द डिप्रेशंस अकरोत मेड छायां डार्कनेस घनन डिसिपेटिंग सप्त सेवन वारिधिन ओशंस. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. देर आर मेनी फेमस वर्सेस रिगार्डिंग महाराज प्रियव्रता's एक्टिविटीज. पर्पट नो वन बट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड कुड डू वॉट महाराज प्रियव्रत हैज डन. Maharaj Priyavrata dissipated the darkness of night and with the reams of his great chariot, he excavated seven oceans. There are many excellent verses famous all over the world concerning the activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. He is so celebrated that his activities are compared to those of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes a sincere servant and devotee of the Lord is also called Bhagwan. Shri Narada is called Bhagwan and the Lord Shiva and Vyasadev are also sometimes called Bhagwan. This designation Bhagwan is sometimes conferred upon a pure devotee by the grace of the Lord so that he will be very highly esteemed మహారాజ్ ప్రియవ్రత వాజ్ సచ్ డివోటీ. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. నమః ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఐ వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫార్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ అండ్ ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ, ఎస్పెషలీ రాధేశ్యామ్ ప్రభు. లైక్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ స్టార్టెడ్ బై హిజ్ లెక్చర్స్ అండ్ ఐ గాట్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై హిజ్ లెక్చర్ అండ్ ఇన్ 2004 ఐ రిమెంబర్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ సింగింగ్ మిస్ లైక్ దట్ టైమ్ ఐ వాజ్ నాట్ ష్యూర్ వెదర్ ఐ విచ్ ఆశ్రమ ఐ కెన్ బి, బట్ ఇన్ 2004 వెన్ ఐ హర్డ్ హిజ్ లెక్చర్ వెన్ దిస్ డౌట్ వాజ్ దేర్ లైక్ వేర్ ఐ కెన్ బి, సో డ్యూరింగ్ దట్ టైమ్ గోపాలకృష్ణ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ దేర్ అండ్ హీ గేవ్ ద శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ అండ్ ఇన్ దట్ క్లాస్ ఐ గాట్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ టు జాయిన్. మై ఆల్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ వేర్ ఇన్ ఎ లైన్ టు జాయిన్ అండ్ దే వర్ ఇన్స్పైరింగ్ మీ దట్ వై డోంట్ యూ, ఇట్స్ లైక్ ప్రేమ హరినామ్ ప్రభు, కన్నయ్య ఠాకూర్ ప్రభు, దెన్ హూ ఇస్ సచినందన్ భగవాన్ ప్రభు, శ్రీ చైతన్య చంద్ర ప్రభు, మెనీ అదర్స్ అండ్ అమల్ ప్రాణ్ ప్రభు, అండ్ దే వర్ ఆస్కింగ్ మీ వాట్ అబౌట్ యూ, దెన్ ఐ వాజ్ జస్ట్ సేయింగ్ దట్ నో నో బెటర్ ఐ కెన్ టేక్ సమ్ మోర్ టైమ్, బట్ ఆఫ్టర్ దీస్ లెక్చర్స్ I got conviction that okay I can give a try for this, so I am eternally indebted for him. There are many other are there, so I would like to seek blessings for this, that whatever I am going to speak I should follow in my life. So this Maharaj Priyavrata section, this particular shloka is 39 40 41. Like this activities of Maharaj Priyavrata are explained. So I have divided this class in the three main themes which I would like to explain first. What are the themes? Kshatriya means the protection, the first one. Kshatriya means the protection and controlling nature. Priyavrata, the second theme is, Priyavrata is the father of modern nationhood concept. And the third one is the Lord's devotees are also called as the Bhagwan. So, Kshatriya protects, this was theme. This is like, what exactly Kshatriya protects? What is the role of Kshatriya for the protection? So, there is a tradition, this is like whole tradition is there, and that tradition, one part of the tradition, the Kshatriya protects. What exactly the tradition means? Tradition means is a successful formula, whatever the predecessors have done and they have just passed on. It's like our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. Like we are the Gaudiyas because Lord Chaitanya has given a success formula and that we are just going on this. So tradition is having three parts. One is form, second is a function, and third one is attitude. The form, where actually we can just take an example that we are doing a deity worship. Deity worship is having the form, like the structure is there for the deity worship. The temple is there, deities are there, the form is there. The function, to please them, to or doing some activity, either cooking or doing aarti, or that is a function. But the most important thing is the attitude behind it. That makes what is the goal of doing that activity. So the tradition is mostly based on the attitude behind of that. We are celebrating the many festivals like when we were there outside that time, the Diwali and many other things. Some extent the form is there, some extent the function is there, but the attitude was missing. Why we are doing and why, what we are doing. So the attitude is the most important thing. And that attitude part is like that whole tradition Acharya makes. Like for ourselves, the ISKCON is a tradition. And the Acharya is Swami Srila Prabhupada. And the form and this whole thing, attitude after Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnavas are maintaining that attitude or giving us the attitude through the lectures. So this is a job of Brahmana or the Vaishnava to protect the attitude of this whole tradition. But the job of the Kshatriya is to protect the form and the function. It's a form and function has to be protected. Why the attitude is most important? It's like we sing this song, na? Sare gaya ma khila tilak gaur milena. It's like everybody is wearing the tilak, having the shikha, chanting the holy. My spiritual master always says that even if one chants 192 rounds every day for at least 12 years, but his attitude is not good. What is the attitude of chanting? Trunadapi sunijana, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina manadena kirtani sadhari. If that is not there, all is waste. You will not get Krishna. So, for the tradition, the Kshatriyas are maintaining or controlling this form and function. But this part is also important. If the form is not there, the function is not happening, then what attitude you will be having for that? So the form and function is also important thing. And then we can continue for that. So there is another thing I just would like to say, that is like the tradition is not only like the maintaining the form, but why he is maintaining the form and function, that Kshatriya knows. Kshatriya is having the vision, and that vision has been given by the Acharyas, or the vision has been given by the Brahmanas. So that, like Privart Maharaj is doing, he is having the reem, and from that he is making the borders. What was the purpose behind that? To protect that thing. There are five types of koshas are there. Annamaya kosha, then pranamaya kosha, manomaya, or it is jnanamaya kosha, then vijnanamaya kosha, and anandamaya koshas are there. This is annamaya kosha. It is a sensual activity or the sensual stage where everybody would like to enjoy. And that is the stage of the Shudras. Shudras are doing that. That's why kalo shudra sambhavat. Everybody is working for the sense gratification only, and that everybody is there in annamaya kosha only. Nobody is thinking for some extent the vaishyas. This is like annamaya kosha is a sensual platform. Everybody is, most of, except the Vaishnavas, but everybody is on that zone or marching towards that zone to achieve something, to enjoy something on the sensual pleasures. Then the pranamaya kosha, it is ethical stage. Okay, I will not enjoy only, and there are some set of rules I will be just making, that my society, my family members, extended, they will be enjoying. Then there is jnanamaya kosha or manomaya kosha, where it is a religiosity. Why I'm just talking about whole thing is like why the koshas are there, because this particular kosha, this jnanamaya or this is manomaya kosha, where the religiosity is the main thing. I will be just coming after that. Then afterwards, this vijnanamaya kosha, where the soul is been introduced. Like the Brahmanas are there in that particular stage of vijnanamaya kosha. And anandamaya kosha, the Vaishnavas are there. So who was Priyavrata? He was following as Revathipati Prabhu was mentioning. It's like very devotional class. After the class, I was really feeling what class it was. It's like the Vaishnava's mercy is required, utmost required for every stage in a devotional life. It's like he was saying about after the class, he was talking with Acharya Ratna Prabhu and he was saying that Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, like Haldar Maharaj was saying that for every steps the devotees mercies are required. So Vaishnavas are there in Anandamaya Kosha, and Priyamrat Maharaj externally, because he was having this vrata, Priyavrata, he was following the Brahmacharya. So he was there in which kosha? It was there in Vijnanamaya Kosha. External, because Varnashram is external. He was there, he was following this Brahmachari Vrata. So he was there in externally as a Vijnanamaya Kosha and internally in Anandamaya Kosha. Because as a devotee, he was trying to please the Krishna. And then Brahmaji comes and says that better you step down and go for this Manomaya Kosha, where the religiosity is important. You have to follow the dharma, and that is a need. So that's why he stepped down. But this particular activity, who can do it? The person who is there in Anandamaya, who is a Vaishnava, only he can do it. He can do as per the following the authorities and doing whatever it is needed, that he can do. Unless and until a person who is there in Anandamaya Kosha, that person will not agree to do this thing. Internally, Anandamaya Kosha, that's why it made him to step down. And it was this three stages are there in a material plane, and these two, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya, is in a spiritual plane. Because Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma starts where? That is a Vijnanamaya Kosha, and it ends where? It is Anandamaya Kosha. So this previous three, Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya, these are in material plane, and these two are in spiritual plane. So from spiritual plane to the material plane, he has been asked to do. So, but still he practiced that. And what exactly a difference between ethical and religiosity? What is exactly a difference between Pranamaya and Manomaya? Because ethical means where I is the first. Like the Vaishyas, they also give the donations. Vaishyas, they also protect somebody by the financial support. But until the time it is I, my name is there, till that time they will be protecting or they will be offering charity. But Dana Ishwar Bhavasya, it is there for the Kshatriyas. Dana Ishwar Bhavasya, it is for the Kshatriyas, and they don't expect that somebody will be glorifying me. The Priyavrata Maharaj is doing that, he is making the boundaries. It is not that somebody will be glorifying him. It is he considered it is his duty, on the platform of duty, on the platform of dharma, on the platform of religiosity. So that was the task. And this is like in continuation of that, is like one story comes in my mind, whether I can have the time. Okay, there is one Pushyamitra, there is one famous dynasty, Maurya dynasty, where the Chandragupta and Chanakya we know, but we don't know that after the Chanakya, the Chandragupta Maurya accepted this Jainism. Then in the same line, Ashoka also accepted the Buddhism. Then afterwards, in the same line, the last Mauryan king was that Brihadratha. It's like a king, if a king accepts non-violence, it is for individual, it is all right. If a person accepts non-violence individually, it is all right. It is glorified. But when he is a leader, he is a king's position, then it is not good. Then Brihadratha was the last king, and he was also following this non-violence principle. And this Turkeys, the people were attacking the Mauryan dynasty, was just for the, it is shrinking now, and the soldier or the commander in chief requested that this is non-violence, is not good, we have to protect our citizens. But he didn't accept it, and then in that, this is like there was a fight between the commander-in-chief and the king, and the commander-in-chief took over the position, and that commander-in-chief was the Pushyamitra Shung. Then afterward the Shung dynasty started. Why I'm just saying that? Then afterwards again the Shung, Pushyamitra Shung, established the Vedic system, and he threw away the whole Buddhic or the Buddhist idea out of India. So that was a re-establishment. That is the, like, the tradition has to be saved by the king. There is a the thing which happens, and we hear in His Holiness Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj classes that this is masculine and feminine natures are there. Everybody is having this, like whenever like husband and wife, we can take the example, husband is some extent, or husband is like masculine would like to control, and feminine is having the varieties and would like to enjoy the varieties way. So the king, we can say it is like a controllership, and the citizens or the praja or the subject is like the feminine thing. The king's nature is to protect. And that's a thing where we can say that Hare Krishna, Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagwan ki jaya, Shishi Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jaya, Shishi Jagannath Balya Subhadra Mai ki jaya. So the masculine would like to control, and the feminine would like to enjoy. But the same thing we can see that when the wife and husband goes for the shopping, the wife would like to have the varieties of the things to shop, but the husband is saying that this much budget is there, that's all. Or else there is no limit for shopping. The kids would like to play unlimited. Now the internet is there, so the father and mother, I am seeing my close relatives, what they are having the policy, you would like to do a internet access for 1 hour in a day, it is allowed for whatever the games or you would like to see, but you have to do in front of us, sit in a hall where we are also there. So that is the controlling is required, or the enjoyment will go on like that. So like the same thing is there for emotional and rational thing. In one project only the rational people are there. If that in one project two people are being sent, and only these two are only rational, or two are only conservatives, or two are only masculine, so that project will not work. Like this combination is good combination. Thus the authority is rational, and some extent subordinate is the emotional. The authority is somewhat conservative, and this is like subordinate is liberal. That will be good things, so that like the project will work. So going further now, the second thing is that Priyavrat Maharaj is the father of nationhood. Whatever the modern nationhood we are seeing, the boundary is the line of control. Now the tension is happening in India China border, so that is like whole thing is generated by the Priyavrat Maharaj. So like the boundaries he started making it out, and the boundaries were not LOCs, The boundaries were natural boundaries. The trees, oceans, the rivers, that were the boundaries. And everybody was having their places. It's like when we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, when 11 Rudras came, that time Brahmaji said that it is not your time, but I will be giving you the place. It is a Kala Vyomapur, something like that. I am not remembering that, the name. Kala Vyomapur. This is the place for you to stay. So everybody was having the place to stay. So it's like in the next shloka, that the Nishadas were also having the place to stay. So the Priyavrat Maharaj were also having the concept that everybody will be having the place to stay. So that is the Vedic culture. Varnashram system is like we see the modern day also, there are some glimpses are there. And when we go to this is Ranganath, their temple has been surrounded by whom? The Brahmanas. There is a place for the Kshatriyas to stay. There is a place for the Vaishyas to stay. There is a place for the Shudras to stay. In Jagannath Puri also, there is like, in Jagannath Puri, the temple has been surrounded by the Brahmanas, majorly. It was, in Pune also, where we are staying, this is like, in Pune also, there are some petas, there are some areas where the Brahmanas only will be staying. There are the petas where the Kshatriya class will be staying. There are the petas where the Vaishyas will be staying. When you go to Sadashivpet, Shanivarpet, there is like the highly dense Brahmana community. Now only the Marwadis are staying. But that was the highly dense Brahmana community. But the thing is, it was the complementary for each other. It was not like nowadays the creed and color, the nation has been, or the language, whatever you are speaking. That was a concept when India was divided into the different states. The people were having arguments whether it was on based on the language or based on the lifestyle. The people can be divided. Finally, it was based on the language. But it was as per the Varnashram, the places were been divided. Prabhupada wanted that Mayapur community in one of the lecture, in one of the purport in CC, he mentions that Navdeep was a perfectly Vedic city where they were following the Ishavasya principle. This nation boundary is not required at all if somebody is following the Ishavasya principle. And Navdeep was like that. Even though the people were staying, but it was like Ishavasya principle was highly prevalent there. But what exactly distorts this Varnashram system, like where the people starts comparing each other. But previously they were complementing each other. Now they started competing each other. It's like post British era in 1948-1949 in Pune, there was how the people started competing. Like the Brahmanas were hiring a buggy. Buggy means the horse, and there is the chariot type things were there. And purposefully they were hiring the buggies of the Marathas, or there is like Kshatriya caste. The Kshatriyas were be having the turban or the feta, and purposefully the Brahmanas were hiring them. And they were having the Puneri Pagadi, the Brahmanas. And they used to tell that person, go to from that area where the Kshatriyas are living. And then, it's like the Kshatriyas were been offended, are? It's like you are thinking that you are better than us. Then they started doing the same thing. They hired one person, they made him to wear the pagadi, and then they were be having the feta, and where the Brahmanas were staying. That was the clashes. And then the Shahu Maharaj too were been asked that what is the solution for that. Then he says that no pagadi and no feta. No pagadi and no feta. The whole quarrel will be solved. That was the thing. People are quarreling on the basis of the casteism. But previously it was not. Previously it was not. I would like to quote some story which was really enlivening for me. It was like in Madhvacharya Sampradaya, very famous Acharya after Madhvacharya. His name is Vadiraj Tirtha. Very famous. Whatever you see in Udupi, it is maximum his contribution. The Shesha temple, the Pushkarani, the Garuda and the Hanuman, the deities, and the Pariyaya system, whole thing is established by Vadiraj Tirtha. And he was the contemporary of Kanakadas, another great Vaishnava of the same line. And there were another person, Purandar Das, there was another Vyasarasya, who was the, he was the guru of Kanakadas. So Vadiraj Tirtha was from the Brahmana community. And when Kanakadas was been sent by the Vyasarasya to go to Udupi, where he was having the high fever, and that was the only thing that, like, the Kanakadas was been told that you can go there, write some poems, sing some poems, your whole fever will go off. And I want that your whole fever should go off. Then the Kanakadas was a Shudra from the birth. He was sitting in one place where, like, the people were throwing the coins on him. That, okay, you are a Shudra, you are composing something. But he was the great devotee. We know the story that his guru gave the banana and asked that where nobody is seeing you, that place you can eat this banana. And he came with the banana that my Lord is seeing as a Paramatma, I cannot eat. Same Kanakadas. One day what happened, like, the local Brahmanas, they were objecting that this person is sitting next to the matha. We are objecting that. Vadiraj Tirtha says that, wait, I know who is he. And then one day it happened that Ganji, there is one particular preparation in Hindi, what it's called, I don't know, but the Ganji. Okay. Malt. Okay. The Ganji was been offered to the as a Nevedya, or as a bhoga to Udupi Krishna. And it was so excess, the people were, after drinking that also, it was remaining in one pot. So they threw it through one channel. And Kanakadas was sitting there, and he saw that Lord's Mahaprasadam has been wasted like this. He collected it in one pot, added some wheat flour and made some chapatis and offered it to the Udupi Krishna. And the Brahmanas were saying that how he can do it like that, it is offered one. Vadiraj Tirtha says that, what is that? He has offered it with the love. So that is like the Vadiraj Tirtha and Kanakadas are showing that, the great personalities are showing that. One day another Brahmana complained that, I saw that Kanakadas is going and meeting the fisherman and taking some fishes. I saw it with my eyes, and now he is coming to offer you something. Vadiraj says that, I know that what he is offering me. So he asked Kanakadas that, You made some garlands, na? You please give it to me. I would like to offer it to the Lord Udupi Krishna. And Kanakadas was very happy. And this whole fishes turned into the garlands or the flowers. So that was the relationship between these two. After Vadiraj Tirtha went for some preaching mission, for establishing the Madhva philosophy. And then when he came back, then the Brahmanas were saying that this Kanakadas is really a disturbance for us. Vadiraj Tirtha says that, I know that every day the one of the ornament of Udupi Krishna is missing. I know that it is there with Kanakadas. And he asked Kanakadas that, I know you are very glorious. You are more glorious than me. So Kanakadas says that, no. How I can be glorious than you? You are an Acharya. I am your follower. So that was then they embraced. And then the Kanakadas offered all the garland, all the ornaments back. And then Vadiraj Tirtha started this, that roti and the ganji has to be offered every day and it will be coming down to the Kanakadas. So from that day they are offering that. So it is a relationship. It is not a casteism. It is a relationship. What the relationship they are having. So this is last, I would like to say something. Prabhupada, once he was in his morning walk lectures only, he is just saying something that that was the words of Prabhupada, that I once were going to Navdwip from Mayapur and I saw one dog were also jumping inside the boat. We see that many times we are hiring a boat and the dogs also goes inside and he is just crossing the boat. So this thing happened in front of Prabhupada and Prabhupada says that this dog was where also coming. It was very new for me. And then I saw that when the boat reached towards Navdeep Ghat, then that dog also jumped. And then Navdeep dogs were barking at that Mayapur dog. And Prabhupada says that I was realizing that they were the nationalist. They were the nationalist. They were barking at this particular dog because he is crossing the boundaries. This is nationalist concept is a bogus one. He was saying that we would like to establish a universal brotherhood. How it will be possible? How it will be possible? Because we have to enliven ourselves with the spiritual concepts. Then only it will be possible. Or else whole thing is a doggish thing. And he was saying that particularly in the night, night is full of ignorance. In that night, the dogs barks more. One day, in one night, when Prabhupada was writing and the dog were barking, and then he called his servant and says that nationalist is barking. Because he is out of ignorance, he is saying that this is my area, you should not come inside. So we are also in ignorance that we are considering on the basis of this, where we have taken a birth, we are making the boundaries. So if somebody follows the Ishavasya principle, there is no need of boundaries. The whole universal brotherhood will be happening. The last concept, last thing, like the devotees of Lord are also called as a Bhagwan. One of the 12 names of Arjuna is, one of the name is Krishna. Because Arjuna was also Shyamavarna or blackish complexion. And but one place in Mahabharata, Arjuna says that I am a bond as a devotee of Lord Krishna. So that's why my name is Krishna. So the devotee of Lord is also called as the same name of the Lord. In a 7th canto, Prahlad Maharaj, quite on and off as a leela, every time in a heart he was seeing the Lord. But as a leela, sometimes the Lord was presenting in front of him, sometimes he was not. So that time Prahlad, when the Lord is not present in front of him, he was enacting the Lord's pastime and was becoming as the Lord, and his associates were becoming some role or were taking some role. So devotees sometimes play as as this play goes on, sometimes the devotees in reality miss like what we are living, that they show some qualities of Lord as equal to the Lord, but they are, because they are the servant of Lord. The same thing happens when after the Rasa Leela, when Krishna disappears, the gopis were asking the latas, gopis were asking the deers, gopis were asking the peacocks, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? And in that desperation, one gopi became Krishna and another gopi became another demon, and they were playing the or enacting this pastime. So that is this pastime. On that pastime level, it is also there. And in actuality, the Lord's devotees shows some qualities to make us remember the Lord. And in one of the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says that sometimes in that particular section, Jagai and Madhai section only, sometimes devotees of Lord does more than the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, but his devotees are delivering many, many, many Jagai and Madhais. So in that particular section, he writes down that. So like his devotees are doing or excelling far better than that Lord. So that's why sometimes they are being addressed as a Bhagwan. We are ending up here only. Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare. Yes.
I want to understand this concept of nationalism from one point of view, like about boundaries. We see in Pandavas also, they wanted 5 villages to rule, and that time every king had its own boundary. So how in a Vedic context, like every Kshatriya wants a particular place to rule and for administrative, even in ISKCON we have a zonal system where boundaries are there, and people sometimes get disturbed when somebody else tries to. So how we reconcile this, we understand?
That is, Rupa says that, like on the basis of, like if the boundaries are there, then the tradition will be saved. That's one thing, social point of view. But in a spiritual, in a spiritual point of view, where we are now, like the Chinese are there with us, the Pakistanis are also there with us. Like in this whole spiritual society, how the universal brotherhood is there. For the social thing, everybody is not becoming a devotee. So for that it is required. That may be required. But whenever somebody is following the Ishavasya principle, that is not required at all. And that time also the people were not following the Ishavasya principle that much. That is my understanding. Prabhuji can add something.
You will see, Prithu Maharaj also divided the world into different sections. He made borders. That is explained there also, Prithu Maharaj section. Like Prabhuji was telling here, Prevrat also did, Prithu also did. And such borders are necessary, Prabhupada explains. I'll tell you the reason why. When one particular area is made and somebody is deputed to be a mini king, smaller kings. So there was a big king under whom there were many smaller kings who were paying him tax. So for a particular smaller king in one particular area, like just now you were telling this point, to preserve the culture in that locality will be his responsibility. In case everything is merged together, then nobody will take responsibility for the people. Everybody will say, ultimately, Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam. So then he will not have any region to take care and be responsible. The onus is not on anybody. And the big king will not be able to take care of the whole world. So keeping this in mind also, Srila Prabhupada, what he did in ISKCON, he centralized certain things and decentralized certain things. For example, the deity ministry, that is centralized. Anybody cannot just bring deity. Similarly, Prabhupada's books, centralized. Similarly, the initiation procedure, centralized. Recruiting devotees and removing devotees and discipline of society, four regs, chanting 16 rounds, all centralized. Now, what is decentralized? Finance. So, you are given a zone. The Prabhupada said, never give any temple any money support, he said. They have to work hard. They have to work hard, make money and spend. If they don't earn money and don't spend, Prabhupada said, that is their problem. Every temple has to work. Amen. So, that is decentralized. Now, for example, Nigadi temple and or Pune temple. You know, we both go to Bajaj Auto Company to distribute books. There will be a tussle. There are two temples are there. So, we need boundary. So, we decided, 1 year you do, another year we will do something like that. So, the boundaries are, like in the middle of his lecture, he made this point that because we are in three gunas, we are not mamchiyo, abhyabhicharena, bhakti yogena, sevata, sagunandamati, tetan, brahmabhoyakalpa. That's a very advanced platform. So, when we are conditioned souls in this world, three guna means rajaguna is also there, tamaguna is there. So, the nature of rajaguna is, if you give a zone and tell a person to take responsibility, he is happy about engaging himself in that responsibility. So, his rajaguna is engaged in positive service to Lord as well as society. So, therefore, many, many people are given that responsible zone. Just like in a temple also, we have HODs. Like, you know, we don't need to make HOD, we don't need to make financial budget and all that. Why we make it? Then the leader becomes responsible for his area. And one should not interfere with another department. Say, for example, you are given four rooms. Another department people come and occupy two of the rooms. And you ask him, Prabhuji, how can you occupy? Yushavasyam Sarvam. If they say like that. Prabhuji, ultimately all are Radha Vrindavanachandra's property only. So what you will tell them? Hey, wait a minute, Prabhu, but they allotted me this four and I have many things to do. So now whether you will wonder whether I should do my things in the four rooms or they will do it. This kind of problems will come. As soon as resources come, assets, money, manpower and modes. When all these things come, there has to be division. In spiritual world, there is zero division because there is only one master. Krishna is the only master and he is such a powerful master. If somebody creates trouble, he can get it right. In material world, no matter how powerful a king of the world is, it's difficult for him to keep track of every corner of the world. Because we are not like Anvayad, Itaratash, Charteshu, Abhigna, Swarat. It is only for Krishna. So therefore, he has to run the whole world through various smaller kings. And those smaller kings will quarrel with each other as it happened when Mughals came. And that happened because everybody should respect the border. Like China is now attacking India. It's foolish, you know, India has India's border, China has China's border. You be happy in your country, why are you coming here? That is greed. And one wants to overtake another country and overtake means what? Money. Money, resources, opulences, and then muscle power. We will subdue you just like what whites did with blacks, you know, or what British did with Indians. You know, they looted a lot of money and went. So, this kind of greed is there. So, therefore, if there is a bigger king at the top, when he sees quarrel between two people, he can settle as a mediator in between also. And the whole world can run very smoothly. Even in Yudhishthira Maharaj's times and Parikshit Maharaj's times, the world was divided into smaller, smaller areas. One more reason I didn't tell you till now is the caste-based division. Like, you know, for example, Shudras, Nishadas, they were all given certain areas to live. The Brahmanas are given other areas. Why? Because culture difference. Like Shudras, they may spit like this, you know, and Brahmanas cannot tolerate it. Then due to their modes difference, there will be big fight, parallel. Even in temple also you will find Brahmacharis, one Brahmachari is very clean, another Brahmachari is unclean, they live in same room. Do you agree there will be problem? There will be problem. You will say, Prabhuji, how can you throw the clothes here and there, paper and there? So one fellow keeps on throwing, another fellow keeps on cleaning. You will see that. So therefore, Brahmanas are living in one place, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, not only that, even in the four dwarams in the palace, I mean when Brahmanas will come only from one certain doors, you know, Kshatriyas will come other doors, Vaishyas, Shudras will come from, they have different entrance areas also. So these divisions were respected in those times. Right? He gave the example of Vadiraj and Kanakadas. That is actually an exception. Exception cannot be the rule. Now what many Shudras are saying, lower, they are saying Kanakadas was treated by Vadiraj, so we should be treated in par with all the Brahmanas, whatever respect they are given. Like some of them, one boy was asking, Prabhuji, I am not Brahmin in Sharir, can I go inside the altar? I said, no, you can't go. Prabhuji, in ISKCON also you have casteism. Yes, I said, in ISKCON actually you can be born in a Shudra family, you qualify as a Brahmana, we will allow you inside. Correct, no? So not that based on birth we do the division. So in this way, based on culture, based on the gunas, and based on people's propensities, therefore the divisions are kept, and that if the divisions are respected in one zone, and also another important thing, everybody needs a leader. You know, Prabhupada says, why people want Ramarajya? They want a leader who will provide all the facilities, amenities, and also there should be law and order so thieves don't come and loot the public. The neighborhood kingdom doesn't come and attack. So people need protection, people need welfare, and there has to be administration, law codes, so they don't encroach on each other's property. And the king should be a devotee of God and a man of character. And then people want to be protected by such a king everywhere. And that is not possible for one world king to pay attention to everybody in every nook and corner. That's possible when there are small groups and kings. Therefore, even in our counseling system, you see, counseling or mentor system, Bhakti Vriksha system, every group has one leader, they're very happy. Because the leader is a senior man, they have some role model, they can take shelter, take guidance. So smaller group. And then there are temple leaders. Then there is a DC, what do you call it? Divisional Council, WDC, NIDC. Then there is a country, India. Then there is an Indian GBC and there is a Western GBC, separately made also. In there also North American GBC is made separately. Because when the region becomes very big, now Gauranga Prabhu and Gopal Bhatta Pondal are working. In India they are going to have something like, eventually they may have, you know, 2000 small units in India. 2000 zones kind of thing. So, therefore the one GBC will have sometimes as many as 20-30 zonal supervisors under them. It will be like that. And Gauranga Prabhu was telling, the more we divide the country, the deeper penetration in preaching to the people and more protection for people. Otherwise, sometimes you are in charge of a continent, you never go there. You don't even know what is happening there. Correct? It's clear, no? Yeah. Very sweet pastimes to hear Vadiraj. Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.